Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn to communicate like the world's most successful leaders. Now, here are your hosts, TK Stratton and Chad Kirby. Okay, welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, here with the great Dobbin Buck. Now, Dobbin's an exceptionally successful business owner, and we have Dobbin on today because Dobbin has been able to really utilize relationships to build an incredibly successful business. But I say that with an interesting tone, because the reality is he's never used relationships in a way to get where he wants to be, but he actually leverages relationships because that's what drives him and what he really is and who he is as a person. And so, Dobbin, we're excited to be with you and spend some time with you. How are you today, Dobbin?
I couldn't be better. I couldn't be better, Chadwick. Just another beautiful day on this planet. Excited to be here with you. You always energize me. It always warms my heart to be in your presence. So excited to have a chat with you and let it roll.
I love it, Dobbin. And you know, my real name is Chadwick, but you're like, I think, one of two people who call me that. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what it says on the passport, right? But only Dobbin's one of the very few who use it. But let me ask you this, Dobbin. I'm going to take you back to your company's called Get You Wired. And I want to take you back to the early days. And why was it that you chose, you know what, I'm going to actually use relationships to build this business? You know, because a lot of people say, well, I'm going to dump a ton of money into PPC, or I'm going to dump a ton of money into marketing. But you're like, you know what, I'm going to actually just work with people.
Well, it really came about because that's the way that I learned how to do business from my father. So I worked for quite a long time with my father and my family business. My father built museums for a living. And so...
Wait, your dad built museums for a living?
My father, Robert Buck Sr., built the Museum of the Statue of Liberty, the Milestones of Flight at Smithsonian Institute's Air and Space Museum, a lot of stuff at Smithsonian. I mean, hundreds of different museums, not the buildings, but all the exhibitry and theming and everything that went inside those museums. So my early career was in the museum world, and I traveled around with him and I learned the way that he operated. And this is like pre-social media and all this advertising stuff. You know, we were advertising going to trade shows, which was face-to-face with museum executives and curators and things like that. And it was really about having an impact on people, about being the sort of person that people want to work with. And of course, you have to have the street cred or the capacity to deliver, you know, on whatever it is that you're selling. But it really starts at a human level with, wow, that was quite an enjoyable encounter, you know, that professionals would have with us. And I watched him closely and I learned from him. And I would say over the years, I've mimicked quite a bit of him. I worked under him. So he was my mentor, my guide, my hero through my early professional days. And I've brought that forward into up to the present day of the way that I choose to operate.
That, you know, that's a fascinating story, Dobbin. And the reality is you understood your dad was in the people business and it just happened to work in the museum industry. You are in the people business and you're in the tech space. I mean, like, it's totally different vehicles, but both of you were, you know, fueled by those relationships with people.
Yeah. And the thing about it is it's not some strategy or way to manipulate or to get business. It's really, to me, the most enjoyable way to conduct business. When you're connecting with another human being, you're getting to know them, you understand their vision, where they're wanting to go, I understand where I'm wanting to go. And, you know, we bring stories of our lives into that relationship and it becomes more personal. you wind up having a considerable amount more equity, personal equity in your relationships. And that goes a long way. And that will sail you through some of the hard times too. So in every relationship, things may get difficult, but if they understand the true character of the individual, that they are a character of servitude and really care about them, the hurdles, challenges, mistakes, or things that might ensue in a relationship aren't nearly as difficult to overcome as if you just have this merely transactional relationship.
I love that. And Dobbin, you've always, I mean, I love being around you. I mean, we had gone several months without talking to each other. And I was like, oh man, I need some Dobbin Buck in my life, because it's the person that you are, and it's the energy that you bring. But you mentioned something there. You said, but it's not a manipulation. It's you're not being manipulative. You're just really engaged with people. And if you do business, that's just a win on, you know, a byproduct of it.
Yeah, I follow a lot of different strategic leaders and different things. I pay attention to what's going on in the world. And, you know, it seems like everybody's summing things down to a list of bullet points of, you know, what you need to do, what you need to achieve to make money, how you can get these conversions, how you can do all of that. And I'll be the first one to say, money, I'm a big fan of the stuff because it does allow for a certain degree of freedom in my lifestyle and the way that I want to operate. But it's sort of secondary. I just accept that that part is going to come when I do things right on the other end, right? So it's fascinating, but I'm not into having method to persuade or influence someone into doing business with me. It's more attraction. If the vibe is right, if it's feeling right for both of us, then let's have some fun. Let's do some cool stuff and let's make some money, right?
You know, and that's one of the things I absolutely love about you, Dobbin. You're very genuine in your approach. You're just like, you know what? I care about people and this is what I do. But Dobbin, how have you been able to keep yourself in check? Because I'm confident there have been relationships that you've come upon and you're like, whoa, this could be a significant revenue play. So how have you kept yourself in check to where you're like, you know what, but I still care most about the person?
Well, there's a lot of people in the realm of business. There's a lot of people involved in that question. So we have a relationship, let's just say, between myself and a client or myself and a prospect that I would like to work with. But on the other side, there's also the 40-some full-time employees that I have working for me that are relying on me to bring in business or right. relying on right. the company to bring in business. So I can't be so loose that I'm not acutely aware of my responsibilities, our monthly, you know, gross and net revenue that we, you know, net profits that we need to have are very real numbers that have to be achieved. So, you know, with this, and it's a team effort across the company, but we pay close attention to where we need to be in regards to our gross revenue and where we need to be with our net profit on a month-to-month basis and pay close attention to that. And I get feedback on, you know, where I could, you know, bring value up the ante or whatever we need to do as an organization. And right. so the balance is that, and this is going to sound a little weird because people ask me all the time, dude, you know, you're in the backwoods of North Georgia in a rural tourist destination, and you've got this amazing team of professionals that you work with. You work with really cool clients, you know. How is it that you've been able to, you know, to make these connections? And they're expecting me to come back with a Facebook ads strategy or some, you know, some marketing, because we're a marketing agency, right? That's what I should use, but it's not really what I use in regards to marketing. Is I understand what I need. I understand what my goals are, what my financial goals are. I work with a team that is able to cycle revenue through existing clients and recurring revenue and different models that we have going on. So we have things that are not really auto magically happening, but, you know, are part of the plan. And then off the top, new revenue that's coming in is where I'm spending most of my focus. So I know what my goals are. I have that very clear. And the level of effort that I put into reaching out to new specific targeted relationships, or perhaps new ideas that I have around existing relationships, I have a plan together. And then statistically, I have a relatively high, I don't want to call it closing rate or some sales term, but return on my investment for my time when I'm intentional with these things. So I don't hesitate to reach out. I'm very clear with people where my interests lie with the relationship or an idea. So I don't go around the corner and try and come back because it doesn't feel good to ask somebody something. I like to pay it forward, get equity in relationships. And then if I bring an idea that is mutually beneficial to both of us, it's generally a game on type thing. Let's just figure out how we're going to do this. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. And I think one thing that you didn't say, but I will absolutely say is, Dobbin, you treat everybody the same though, regardless of what the outcome of the relationship could be. Right. And so one of the things that I've watched you, and you talked about observing your dad or your father, I've observed you, is that you care about the individual, whether that person can make you $50 million or that person can't. And it's not like when you're having a conversation or you're connecting with someone, you're like, you're no good to me, you know, off to the next person. And you're not that way at all. You know, I often think about the time I was speaking at a Dave Ramsey event, and I had the opportunity to meet Simon Sinek and another individual. I won't mention the other individual's name here just because I don't want to, you know, get sued. But anyway, the Simon Sinek, when he stopped to talk to me, he was very interested in me and very, oh my goodness, thank you. And we had just an incredible conversation. And then I went and spoke to, because we all three were in the green room, we'd all spoken together. And then I went and I spoke to one of these other individuals who's got like 20 books, and I've read many of them. And it was like, yeah, he quickly assessed that I don't know how much I'd get out of this relationship, off to the next, right? And he quickly dismissed me. And here to this day, I'm just an absolute enormous fan of Simon Sinek because of how he treated me in that moment, right? Now you think about this for a second, Dobbin. I've traveled this whole world talking and sometimes sharing that story of Simon Sinek. And now I'm championing his cause. I'm up there. I'm like, Simon Sinek's amazing. He's fantastic. He's great. But he, at the moment, he didn't know if I could benefit him at all, right? And the same with this other individual that, again, I won't mention his name, to this day has been rough. And I talked to another person, ironically, a friend of mine a few years later, and they had that exact same experience with that person. And you know what happened to both of us, Dobbin? We both went and threw away his books because of that experience. And so that's something that you do so well, is you care about the individual, not thinking in your mind, okay, how much money can I make from this individual? Because people can feel that, Dobbin.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's two sides of that, if one was to think about it. And I love your example. And I've had the same, I've been cycling around the influencer, speaker, author, guru world for a long time, you know, and I've...
So you've had that experience. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Multiple times.
Right.
But on a human level, nobody is any better than anybody else. That's just the truth of it. Or that's my perspective.
Yeah. Love that.
I've gotten more out of a guy that is barely making a living but goes out and fly fishes, and I go out fishing with him and he tells me stories and we connect as men out there on the river than I have from someone that's made $100 million, you know, from a stage.
Right.
On a human level, everybody is important. Everybody is special. You know, I may not particularly care for everybody based on how they operate or how they make me feel. But at the base level, there's that. So we just have to remember that. You know, I go into the convenience store and I see the person in front of me being rude to the person that's behind the cash register. And that really upsets me to a degree, because like, this is a person that is standing on their feet all day long, serving ungrateful people, right? Gas and whatever, right? They're buying in the convenience store and all, and they're caring for their families. They're working hard. Why wouldn't you give this person some respect? I always tell people, I said, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, everywhere I go. And I'm not saying I'm such a great guy or a nice guy. I just recognize that, you know, it isn't this success equation. It means very little to me. It's more like the way that we as human operates on a strategic level. In this day and age, everybody is 1 to 2 degrees of separation from everybody.
Right, right.
And so many people that you wouldn't have thought would have brought me business or brought me high dollar, you know, revenue relationships have made that introduction to me. Dobbin, I was at an event and I was talking to this person, you know, someone way down the chain, you know,
right?
The operational chain, we'll call it, right? And it's amazing the introductions from people that I've made friends with that have been sizable and very impactful for my company. So you never know where that synchronicity is going to occur or through who. So, you know, be careful who, you know, I learned a long time ago, be careful who you judge, you know, be careful who you, you know, think, oh, this person, you know, doesn't bring value or something like that. In this day and age, you just never know where that amazing gift is going to come from. And it's great. It's a good practice to be mindful of that, I think.
It absolutely is. No question. And I love that you live by that motto that like every single person matters. It's crazy. Dobbin, just this week, I got a call from an event organizer and they said, Chad, you've become highly recommended and we'd like you to come speak at our event in Las Vegas. And I was like, okay, who recommended you? And it was this like 27-year-old kid that I'd had an interaction with, you know what I mean? And I was like, wait. And so people would have been like, wow, he's just some 27-year-old kid, right? But he happened to be talking to the event organizer just because of that experience. And it's, and Dobbin, you and I, you know, we've been to, you know, Dave Ramsey's events or whoever. And I remember being with Dave one time and having all these people try and get his attention, thinking in my mind, if you really want to get to Dave, you see that person over there, that unassuming person sitting on the ground, that's actually the person you need to treat well. And what they did is they just stomped on that person trying to get to Dave. And it's like, no, everybody matters. Now I don't, Dobbin, I certainly don't want to say that everything is just, you know, perfect and easy, because you've had in your business, you've had to part with business partners. You've had to do difficult things. How do you do those difficult things while still managing your incredible, caring human approach to things? I mean, you tell a business partner you don't want to work with them anymore or whatever it is. Dobbin, that's not easy. And how do you do that?
Well, first of all, there may be a misconception that, you know, when we were talking about Dobbin. Dobbin gets credit for a lot of talented people. So the idea of me when I'm speaking or something or whatever, I tend to get a lot of credit for a group effort. And with my primary business, you know, there's a leadership team of people I've worked with for a long time. My wife is a member of the leadership team. She's the COO of the company, very talented and important person in regards to our organization. And we share the burden of those things considerably and talk about them and work through them. So I'm locking arms with capable individuals. We don't always agree with one another, but at the end of the day, there's we meet in the right place and we achieve things. So how do I do it when things are a burden, when things are crazy? I bring in somebody else to partner with me, to share that burden with me, to keep me loose, you know, and to do that. The other thing is my daily practice of, you know, I have a daily practice of certain things that keep me chill, that keep me relaxed. You know, I mentioned it to you when we were talking earlier this week that, you know, I have a daily regimen of doing a sauna. Then I go get in the river behind my house. I have my cold plunge. I float down the river on my back, looking at the trees as I float back to my house. I come back. I rest in a gravity chair for about 10 minutes. I then get on a Zafu and Zabutan meditation cushion, do about a 30-minute meditation session. And I have, and it goes on. I have more daily practices, but I have certain things that I do on a daily basis that help me to remain in a peaceful, still, and calm state of being, to where when things get crazy, I don't lose it and get emotional in many different directions. I just look at it for what it is and say, what needs to be done? You know, am I being selfish here, or am I looking at a situation and saying, no, this is what is the best for all parties involved? And I make decisions in that way. And so I'm continuously working on that process. So if someone needs to be fired, or some, you know, you said parting with a partner, that was, you know, that situation was amicable, by the way, at the end. And
that's a huge credit to you.
Yeah.
Huge credit to you.
It's a huge credit to everybody involved, though. I don't want to take all the credit. I'm one party in an equation, and it works out. But if I can bring some balance and peace to a situation that could be volatile, then so be it. Then that's great. And I love being, I love when I can being a centered factor in chaos.
But yeah, but you said something here, and Dobbin, I want to make sure everyone heard it, is you don't do it alone. So many, you look at all the most successful leaders, entrepreneurs, business owners, they are not doing it alone, Dobbin. And so many people that are aspiring to be successful in business sit back and go, okay, I got to do this all by myself. I got to figure this out. I've got, because you know what? Because they look at, oh, the Steve Jobs, and they forget the Wozniaks, right? They look at all these other people that are super successful. There were people with them that they locked arms with. And I love that you point that out, because everyone talks about the great Dobbin Buck. And that the reality is so many people love, appreciate, and admire you. And because of that, you're like, okay, but understand this. I didn't do it alone. And that's something that people really need to hear, understand, and know that if you're shouldering things and the burdens become heavy and you feel like they're heavy, it's likely because you're trying to shoulder too much by yourself.
Yeah, I don't have the talent to do all this stuff by myself. I just don't. I have a specific areas of talent and capacity and capability that I tend to think that I do well. The things that I don't, I rely on other people, and that's their strengths. I'm not great at managing hundreds or thousands of details in, you know, projects and different things like that. The stuff that I sell, I am not a master of project management and strategic architecture of advanced SaaS applications and different things like that. You know, I'm more the relationship business guy. I understand technology enough to where I can have an educated conversation with decision makers, of course. I've been around, I should know something after 20 years of doing this stuff. But you know, it's really, it's like a band, you know, it's like a musical band. I play my instrument well, but you know, when we all come together, that's where the song comes together. That's what people respect us for, is the outcome of a group effort.
I love that. Dobbin, I love that. I loved what you shared. Your insights are so, so valuable. If people will just listen to what you shared with us and apply them, magic truly happens. Because at the end of the day, and I just want to emphasize the point you said, nobody is better than anybody else. Everyone matters. And I think that's a huge point that everyone needs to feel and hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Dobbin, thanks. Dobbin, you are an incredibly busy man. Thank you for taking the time and share these insights with us. Always, always love being with you, Dobbin.
I appreciate you, Chad.
All right. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you.